something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message purpose, plan, and timing.
Hallelujah.
The timing of God is important. Now, I'm going to tell you why I brought these three things to your notice. Because when we start praying again, you would understand what this is all about. Timing. God has timing. You know how important that timing is? Why were you born at the time you were born? Why are you here today? Why are you alive today? Isn't there a reason for your coming? There must be. God's got something to do with it. Why? Why at this time? Why didn't you come in the 1800s? Why weren't you born in the 20, maybe in the 12th century? Why weren't you born in the days of Moses? Why now? Why did you come now? I'd like to read something to you that's always so inspiring from the book of Esther, chapter number 4. Book of Esther, chapter 4. You remember the children of Israel were in trouble. They were in a terrible predicament because there was a man that hated them, and that man had become highly placed. The king had honored the man. Haman was his name. And Haman hated the Jews, and now he had great political power to go ahead and destroy them. And he wanted to destroy them. But Esther, who was one of the Jews, had been married to the king. And she had a great life in the palace. And Mordecai, her uncle, had come to look for her. To say, please, you are in the king's palace. Please speak to the king for us. Haman wants to destroy all of us. And she said, hey, you know, I can't just go to the presence of the king, you know. These things have their own arrangements. There's some protocol. I can't go there now. And then Mordecai sent a message, and that's what I want to read to you. Very, very instructive. From verse 13, then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement, respite, and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And listen to the next line. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Oh God. Oh. Wow, what an answer. He sent a message to Esther. He said, don't think that because you are in the king's palace, you will escape more than the rest of the Jews. He said, if you will not act now, if you wouldn't do something now, then help will come from some other place. I want to bring this to your mind. Who does God want you to help? Make sure you do. Make sure you help. Maybe you are the Esther that God has placed in government. Maybe you are the Esther that God has placed in a strategic position. And you're getting to know about some issues where God's people can be helped. Sometimes it might even be the ministry. There have been situations where some of God's children or someone, a child of God, needed some help. Or even the ministry needed some intervention from someone who was in a powerful position to help. I wonder whether you helped at the time of need. That will be to your own heart. But here is what Mordecai said to her. Who knows? Maybe you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Maybe God placed you there because he knew that the time of trouble will come and you will be the one in that position to help. There's a time appointed. And maybe that time is where you're in right now. What time are you living in? Who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? For such a time as this. For such a time as this. Maybe you are the voice of help for such a time as this. Maybe you are the answer for such a time as this. Ask yourself, Lord, why am I in this position? It must be for your glory. Why am I here at this time? It must be for your glory. And here's something the Spirit of God wants me to tell you. Remember, whatever the Lord is teaching you, whatever the Lord has exposed you to, whatever he has helped you to know, whatever gifts and abilities he's given to you, use them for the ministry, for the furtherance of the gospel. Find the opportunity to use the abilities that God has given to you to advance the work of the ministry. Don't hide what you know. Don't hide your abilities. Don't hide your talents. Don't hide the opportunities that God has given to you. Ask yourself prayerfully, Lord, what can I do for the ministry? How can I contribute? You can contribute. You can contribute. See, a lot of times when we talk about giving in the ministry, it's not only in terms of money. And a lot of you really give money. And I want to express appreciation for that. And the Lord will continue to bless you. But there's more. There are abilities that you have. There are things that God has given you opportunity to know. And sometimes we need this in the ministry. Find yourself. Become available. Bring in what the Lord has taught you. And let us advance the work. We may not even know you are there. We may not even know what you can do. Who knows if you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Psalm 102. I want to read verse 13. It says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. I said, there's timing with God. The set time. The time to favor her. The set time is come. The set time. What is that set time that God has for you, for what he wants you to do? There's a set time. God's purpose, God's plan, God's timing. What is his set time? What is his set time? Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Oh, I don't know what's happening where you are right now. Maybe the whole church. This is your set time. This is your set time. The Spirit of God is ministering to you. Why are you hearing the things you're hearing? Listen, why has the Spirit of God brought you a special message within these last few days? Why? Because there's a set time. And this is your set time. And the time of favor has come for you. This is your set time with the Spirit of God, and the anointing is on you. The anointing is on you. Thank Him for it. The anointing is on you, and it's working right now. Oh, glory to God. And maybe you haven't committed your life to Christ. You know, don't postpone it. For that one, the only set time that God has for you is today.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Djibouti, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Djibouti.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.